Good afternoon, Audio Boo Land. It's Joe. I'm leaving this message. I keep calling the message, but it's really Audio Boos. It's about 1:30 in the afternoon here in Fremont, Indiana, and we're leaving this. This is Audio Boo for Team De Niro Summer Odyssey 2014, day number 3. And we've been here now since last night, about 9 o'clock. We'll be here about another hour before we head out. Ann is currently slaving away, working in the business center, actually working. And it's our last day of officially working before she's officially on vacation. But we kind of did this the last couple nights, having her work from the hotel as we trekked west just so we could get some miles behind us for the trip. So anyway, the last 24 hours, not really all that eventful. We left State College, Pennsylvania yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and basically we just stopped to get food, gas, and some donuts from Dunkin' Donuts, and then we trekked and we drove about 6 hours till we got here. And we're currently about 2 hours east. No, not east. Two hours east of Chicago. So I'm going to head out of here maybe in a half an hour to an hour, and then head to Chicago to have Fortillo's for dinner, and then push on afterwards and see how far we got. I don't know if we'll get to Minnesota tonight, but we'll definitely be into Wisconsin, and probably, hopefully, the northern part of Wisconsin, but we'll see what's going on. We're staying in a Comfort Inn here in Fremont. Nice enough hotel. We can usually stay with the Choice Hotels properties, either Comfort Inn, Quality, or Clarion. Usually we stay in Comfort Suites. That's usually our property line of choice, but we couldn't find a Comfort Suites here, and we would have had to press on probably another half hour, 45 minutes, and we just didn't want to drive anymore. We were kind of done for the night. So this is fine. Hotel's nice. Room was nice. The only caveat was the electric and the internet capabilities were not kind of up to date. These days, usually you find like desks with either built-in, power outlets right into the desk, or they have like a lamp on the desk that has like 4 or 5 outlets that'll support like laptops, and they just had like a kind of an extension cord strung across, and that didn't even support the laptop's power outlet. You'd have to go into a wall, so we just chose not to do that. We chose to have her go down to the business center, so it was fine. That was the only down thing, really. The internet's been a little bit dodgy, but nothing crazy. But the only thing that was funny about that this morning, and went over, I guess, to the front desk to ask them about it at one point when she was in the business center, and the response from the desk clerk was, "Well, I was just on the Google. I wonder if that had an impact on anything." And I'm just sitting there going, "I'm really hoping that the front desk doing a Google search really didn't like have an impact on the whole hotel's internet infrastructure. I mean, if it did, it's really disturbing. It's really, really disturbing." But anyway, so that's kind of that on that front. So we're doing Fortillo's shortly in a couple hours, which is a great place. It's a chain of places. It's not really a sit-down place. It's a kind of place where you queue up and you put your order in and you get it, and they have tables there, but it's not like a sit-down order, waiter-waitress service kind of deal. They're known for their Chicago-style hot dogs, but what they're really known for is this chocolate cake shake that Ann keeps telling about. So, where they make chocolate, they use their leftover chocolate cakes, and they turn them into shakes, chocolate shakes. So we're very much looking forward to trying that tonight, and I will report on that tomorrow. And in the next couple days, it's going to be some serious hardcore driving. We're actually going to sit down tonight and kind of, once we stop, figure out, you know, what the game plan is for the next couple of days. But it'll be interesting because from Chicago to Seattle, I think it's going to be, I think it's 2,500 miles. So, I mean, this is some serious, serious driving that we're going to be doing over the next 3 days. But I'm projecting that we're going to be into Seattle late Monday. But, you know, kind of still, again, playing that by ear. It all depends on where we stop, if we're going to do anything. I don't think we're really going to do anything on the way out because a lot of stuff we've done already in North Dakota. And, well, summer 2011, we went out to Yellowstone. So we've done this route before. So in summer 2011, we did Theodore Roosevelt National Park in North Dakota. We did Little Bighorn National Battlefield in that trip as well. We didn't do Little Bighorn National Recreation Area, but we may wind up staying there. We may camp there, possibly, if all the timing works out. But, you know, we'll have to figure that out tonight. So, other than that, kind of don't know. I'll have a better feel after tonight when we actually sit down with this. We haven't really been doing that because Ann's just been, when we've been pulling in, a lot of times Ann's getting back on the computer and doing a little bit of work at night, so we haven't really been focused on the trip. Now that she'll be officially on vacation, she may have to work a little bit tonight, but not much, and then you know, now we'll be focusing on the trip more. So that pretty much is it here. So we're just hanging out. The girls are got their iPads and stuff, and they're hanging out in the game room. I'm in this other room that's right off the pool. You're probably hearing, you know, kids in the background screaming every once in a while because the door to the pool's opening. But we did that this morning. It's a kind of cool pool. It actually has a volleyball net across. And but it's a nice pool. The water was warm again. I've gotten in the pool twice in the last couple of days. I think I booed about this at one point, about my own pool, and I hate cold water. So in fact, I got in the pool and let you know that the water wasn't that cold. So, but I did some laps, which is good because I've been not eating fantastic. So hopefully offsetting a little of that by doing some swimming. And but that's okay. I knew I was going to go on this, and I'm on vacation, and that's just the long and short of it. I'm going to enjoy my vacation for the 2 weeks, and like I said, World Gym Ronkonkoma will be waiting for me when I get back, and we'll hit it hard when we get back. But you know, we'll try to do stuff here to at least minimize the damage, so to speak. So that's pretty much it here, folks. Hope everybody's having a great Friday. Hope everyone has a great weekend. I will probably check in some point tomorrow. Maybe I'll check in from the van tomorrow. I'll do a boo from the van and, like, you'll get to hear everybody. I know you've gotten to hear my surly teenagers, but you'll get to meet everybody tomorrow, maybe. So that'll be cool. And so that is it for right now, and we will check in with you guys tomorrow, and once again, hope everyone is having a great day, a great weekend, and till we meet again, have a great day. Peace.